Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Edward Blanton, age 90, has lived in Fort Pierce since horse and buggy days, literally.
When I was a boy here, there's horse and buggies and a few Model Ts, dirt streets.
Horse and buggies still in the 20s?
Yeah, my dad had a buggy. About everyone else had one if he couldn't afford a Model T Ford. I also had wagons. Wagons were a nuisance. You had to grease the bearings all the time. If you didn't, you were going to lose it. It was a job keeping them up.
Blanton's father worked for the Florida East Coast Railroad. He was known as a car knocker.
When they break down, he'd have to go with his crew and catch the train out where they broke down, and they would repair it and catch the next train back. So that was his job.
At the time, Fort Pierce was a hub for the railroad, with a roundhouse or round table that repositioned locomotives.
You'd take a locomotive on the round table, and then it would circle around and turn it in the opposite direction. Then the locomotive would take off and grab the train and go in the opposite direction. That's what it was for.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that, and I've seen it. It was south of Orange Avenue on the west side of the tracks. And they did have big tanks there for filling up the water tanks and locomotive to make steam so they could travel.
Why was Fort Pierce a hub?
I don't know why. It's the hub for a long time, but they did haul pineapples out of here. South of here, they had a train station where they pick up pineapples and take them north. I think in Eden, south of Fort Pierce. That was a loading station down there. It wasn't for passengers. They closed it years ago when they quit shipping pineapples.
At some point, maybe in the 1930s, the railroad decided to move its hub to New Smyrna, you were telling me.
That's right, they did. Why they moved it, I don't know. And they wanted my dad to move up there, but he said, no, so that's my home here. So he quit him, and he stayed here.
And he became a bean farmer.
He loved farming, and he had equipment, you know, and he raised a lot of stuff.
You were telling me that he taught you how to use a plow and a mule.
Yeah, a mule was a lot better than pulling a plow than a horse. The horse, he'll take off. A mule's a steady gait, so you could depend on him. You couldn't depend too much on a horse.
A mule could be stubborn, though, right?
Yeah, he was stubborn, but he was smart in his way, a lot smarter than a horse in his way.
What was your job, then, with the plow and the mule?
Taking the mule on the plow, we'd make rows for planting. And then my dad had a tractor, you know, where they would plant stuff. He'd pull equipment, and he'd plant stuff, pulling it with a machinery. It had a harper. You'd put bean seed or okra seed, whatever you're planting, and he'd pull it, and you had a spacer in it. You could space your planting as you would pull it along. So it did a great job.
So you didn't have to do any of that by hand then?
Oh, no way we'd do it by hand. All that machinery. North Vindero Road, back out in there is where he farmed. He didn't have tomatoes, but he did have squash and cucumbers, but mostly beans.
And it was always a mule and a plow.
A mule and a plow mostly, yeah. You can get a mule and plow in a small area, you know, where you can't get a tractor in there.
Was there ever a time when a crop was completely lost because of pests or disease or freezes?
Yeah, the worms eat them up. Storm get it. Floods get it. My dad sometimes asked, what business you're in? He said, gambling. Said, what's that, farming?
You decided not to stay in the farming business for yourself.
No, I've been in it long enough.
Edward Blanton served in the Army during World War II, including the Battle of the Bulge. After the war, he worked in the automotive business. He and his wife, Leo, a retired secretary, raised their four children in the home where they've lived for 61 years. Now they have four grandchildren and three great-grandchildren. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
Deep down.